I'm Steve Arterburn from New Life. When Samuel Morse was requesting congressional support for a telegraph line, he endured the press's sustained criticism for over 11 years. In 1842, when Adam Thompson set up the first bathtub in America, the newspapers said his vision, now a staple of convenient cleanliness, was going to spoil the democratic simplicity of the republic. And when Cyrus Field was attempting to lay the first transatlantic cable, he was denounced as a mad freak of stubborn ignorance. Sometimes a wise and well-placed word of caution is just what we need. But perhaps just as often, the criticism people heap upon the new or the uncommon is motivated by fear. Having the discernment to know the difference is crucial in knowing when to rethink and when to press on. And as Samuel Morse, Adam Thompson, and Cyrus Field demonstrate, much lies in the balance. I'm Stephen Arterburn. Come visit me at newlife.com.